I'm with the composer Raymond Dodd, whose music will be featured in this year's festival as part of the concert at Winton House. You've been coming to the Lammermuir Festival since it started in 2010. Do you think this is a good thing for the region and a good place to have a music festival?
It's been wonderfully successful, and I think that almost speaks for itself. I personally was very much involved in the organisation of the concerts given by the Lamp of Lothian in the years before the festival started. And we found gradually that individual concerts scattered through the summer season didn't attract the audiences we needed. And the idea of changing over from individual concerts scattered throughout the summer to a festival, which was a feast of music, seems to have worked so well. And I'm absolutely delighted. The longer it goes on, the better.
Raymond, when did you start to compose? How did music come into your life?
Well, I started as a young child, and I think it must have been with piano lessons, first of all. And I remember particularly of my early works, a setting that I'd attempted of R.L. Stevenson's Auntie's Skirts, which I illustrated and set to music when I was probably 6 or 7. And then I took up the cello fairly soon after that. And although I thoroughly enjoyed playing the piano, I was really excited to play the cello.
And being a chamber musician, has that had an influence on your compositions? Have you favoured composing for chamber music, chamber works?
I think so. That is right. I played a lot of string quartets, of course. Inevitably, as a cellist, one had the opportunity to do that. And it's really sort of part of me to feel myself into the string quartet sounds and textures and ways, the type of expression that it's possible to produce with the string quartet. So I think it was very, very much so, but also small groups of different kinds. And I was able at the university also to experiment with those and write for individual students and groups of students, which was a lot of fun and gave me the incentive to work complete specific pieces for specific performances. I knew who I was writing for.
You wrote the Fantasy String Quartet in 1987. What prompted you to rewrite it?
When I first wrote it, I knew I wanted it to highlight the different string tones. And I started with a cello, and it had a long solo unaccompanied. And I felt that that would be improved by giving more support to the cello part. The cello has a very similar part, but it's sort of thickened out by having this support. So that was one improvement. And I think because the opening section presents just the germs, so to speak, of each main idea of the work, it sounded a bit scrappy. And I wanted to get it sounding more continuous and more joined up together. And I think that I've managed to make those improvements. And otherwise, the changes are really quite slight. But it was mainly in the opening section, I would say.
Your Fantasy String Quartet is one of the works we'll hear at Winton House. How do you think it will sit in this rather grand setting?
I'm optimistic that it will sound very good. Clear, but I hope the sonorities will be rich enough as well, and I think they will be. I'm very much looking forward to hearing it, I have to say.
And can you describe your musical style? Can you describe the kind of music that we will hear in the Fantasy String Quartet?
What I hope is that it will sound an expressive piece, and it will sound a melodic piece, and that it will be, the way it's structured, put together, will be such that it sounds coherent as well. It makes sense in that way. So all those things, I have the listener very much in mind, and I think with a reasonable amount of attention, those things should come across. That's what I'm hoping.
And you can hear the new arrangement of Raymond Dodd's Fantasy String Quartet on Monday the 15th of September at 7:30 p.m. when it will be part of a double concert at Winton House in Pencaitland, played by the Maxwell String Quartet. Also featured that evening are the Ensemble Marseillais. For more details, see www.lammermuirfestival.co.uk.